Hey there, friends. Welcome to Growth Against the Grain, a podcast that invites wives and mamas and really just women to seek Jesus in those everyday moments, whether you are doing laundry, the carpool lines, or maybe you get that fun, rare night of a date with your husband. Whatever it is, those big and little conversations we have throughout the day, it's my desire to point you to Jesus. I'm your host, Michelle Castro, and today we're talking about your relationship with Jesus, of all things. Really, there's a part of me that feels like this should have been the first episode, or maybe the second one, as I relaunched, but here we are. It's now. But before we get started, I just wanted to, I love those podcasts where before they get into it all, they just kind of tell you a little bit about their day and, just kind of like the normal humdrum things of life. And so I just wanted to share this really exciting thing with you. Actually, it's annoying and terrible. I spent the morning going through our budget. Not so much fun, right? Nobody wants to do that. It is like super annoying and no fun at all. There's nothing worse than going through the budget because now you're faced with, oh my goodness, these decisions and these purchases that you made where you're like, what in the world was I thinking? Or like, it sounded like a great idea, or I don't know, whatever. And if you're like me and you're like, I don't want to talk about budgets, I totally get that. So we're not talking about budgets today. We're talking about our relationship with Jesus. But I just thought I would share that with you because it was not a fun morning, but I get to talk to you guys now. And so this is super fun. And if I'm being perfectly honest, I actually already recorded this episode once and I was downstairs and I was doing some stuff and I thought, you know what? Actually, I missed a huge portion of it just to share with you. And so I thought, forget that. I'm going to re-record. But my problem was I had to do it today because the rest of the week, it just has all kinds of craziness going on. Sorry, I hit the mic. So if that was like a bang in your ear, forgive me. So I don't know how you spent your morning. I hope it was a lot more fun than I did. And on top of it, then I got a call with my daughter's admission counselor for the university that she'll be attending in the fall. And we've got like those final numbers. So just like figuring all of this out and just remembering that Jesus is in all of this. And this brings me to my question. How is your relationship with Jesus? Is it the relationship where when stuff gets hard, you're like, oh my goodness, I need to talk to Jesus, which he wants to hear from us then? Or is it the time when, I don't know, is it all the time that you're talking to Jesus, or is it only in the good and the bad? You know, I feel like it's those extremes where we're like, everything is great. Thank you, Jesus. Everything is terrible. Oh my goodness, Lord, please. And he wants to have a relationship with us all the time. And I think about my relationship with my husband. If I treated my relationship with my husband the same way that I treat my relationship with Jesus far too often, then I'm not really sure if we would still be married. And I don't know if I'm sharing that very openly because I have a really good feeling that I'm not the only one that that is true for. And part of it is I realize that he's tangible. My husband is right here. I see him when we aren't on the same page. I can see that, you know, when we are and everything is like clicking, oh, it feels so good, right? And so it just facilitates more conversation, more opportunity to talk. And I want to pour into that relationship more and more. So I kept thinking like, why is my relationship with Jesus not always like that? So let me back up just a little bit and tell you how I came to this question. So I work a couple days a week at Free People. It is so much fun, which probably did not help the budget that I was going through, but whatever, it's fine. It's done, right? Those things are done. We're not going to go back to the budget. So I work at Free People a couple of days a week. And really how it started is I initially got a job for seasonal, like in October, at Anthropologie. Anthropologie, Free People, and Urban Outfitters are all the same company. And so I was only there for seasonal at Anthropologie. It was just going to be a few months, I think like 3 months. And at the end of that 3 months, they were very limited on the number of people that they could keep. So, okay, totally fine. No problem. So I was a little sad though. I mean, I make it sound like I was not sad, but I actually really was sad. And so Guys, I'm trying to do two things at once because I wanted to find a Bible verse that I forgot to bring my Bible up here. And somehow I put my phone on driving and now I don't know how to get my... Okay, I got it. I fixed it, people. We're all good. I don't know why I did that. And I'm not editing this out because I want you to know that this is real life. Like, this is what I do. This is me. And I'm guessing that I'm not too dissimilar from any of you. So back to my story. I started at Free People in like January. And even when I started in October at Anthropology, people were like, oh my gosh, that's so fun. I love that you're doing that. And I had to honestly tell them, I wish my reasoning was different. But my reasoning first was the discount. And then second, I was like, oh my goodness, my entire life is Christian. Everybody around me is saved or at least proclaims to be a believer, which I mean, of course, not everyone around me is a believer, but a lot of them are. So it doesn't really give me an opportunity to share my faith, right? So that then opened up this ministry opportunity for me to just be praying every time I went into work, every time I was in conversation with people, just to say like, Lord, let me be a light for you. So fast forward, I am not going to be hired back to Anthropology. I was really bummed. Again, for the discount. Like, I really wanted the discount. And I've got three daughters. So, I mean, they wanted the discount too. So I was bummed about that. And so I went over to our Free People, which is right across the way. And I went over to them and I was like, hey, are you hiring? She's like, yeah, I am. I will take you. And I was like, perfect. So I went to work with her. And I started there. And what was so cool is that so many of the people that work there actually are believers. And I was super surprised just because, I don't know, I was just really surprised. And so I've had this opportunity to have these really great conversations with Christians, with like-minded people, but then also not Christians. And that has been so amazing to just have those actual conversations. Free People is a smaller store. We're not quite as busy as Anthropology, so we get to have these conversations. So I was praying for these women as I was going into work one day. And I was asking the Lord to just let me be a light. Like, let me be a light for you, that I would be bold for you. And then I got to thinking about a couple of the girls that are there that proclaim to be believers. And yet there's just things about them that I can tell they're either new believers or maybe they're not Christians really at all, but they're surrounded by Christians. And so they think they are. And they, you know, have, like, they believe Jesus is the Son of God and that he died and rose again. And they believe all of those things, but maybe they haven't committed their life to Christ and asked the Lord to be the Lord of their life. And so I was just praying that I would have an opportunity to be a light for them as well. And then this phrase, this question kind of hit my mind of, ask them how their relationship with Jesus is. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a great question, because I feel like in my world, my Christian world, like, we ask all the normal questions, like, how are you? Are you, you know, how's Jesus? How's your relationship? But not even like asking like really deeply, like, how is your relationship with Jesus? And if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you can probably get, I've been reading through the book of James. It's so good and convicting and blah, blah. And we can get through those things without really stopping to listen for the answer. And that's what I was really praying for, that the Lord would give me an opportunity to ask, how is your relationship with Jesus Christ? And so then, because this happened and the Lord brought this to mind, I've been thinking about this. And I, again, think back to my physical earthly relationships that I have right here. And it's really easy to see, like, if we don't talk to somebody for, you know, we can't get deep. If we're not in somebody's life constantly, we can't get deep. And if we're not willing to be vulnerable, then how deep is that relationship? And I just started with two other women a discipleship. And that's part of it, is vulnerability and being willing to lay these hard things out in front of these other two ladies and be held accountable to those things. And the only way our relationship gets deeper and sweeter, and I see it week after week after week, that we feel so much more joined together. We're so much more willing to be vulnerable. We're so much more willing to get deep. And that only happens because we're putting in the time. And the same is true with Jesus. Are we willing to put in the time? Are we willing to not just check the box and say, oh, I read the Bible, or yes, I prayed, and yes, I'm listening to worship music, or I listened to a sermon, or I, because you and I both know we can do all of those things and get nothing out of it. I have done plenty of reading the Bible and walked away and not been changed by it because I didn't actually purpose my mind to dwell and spend time with my Savior. I didn't ask the Holy Spirit to open my eyes, my heart, my soul, my mind, every fiber of my being so that I might know him more. That's the other thing. God's word is not for me to see me in it. It's for me to see Christ and point me to Christ. So I can do all of these things. I can read my Bible. I can pray. I can listen to worship music. I can listen to sermons, and I can walk away and not be changed. And that's not okay because that's not a relationship. That's one-sided. And I want a relationship. I want to reflect Jesus in everything that I do. And the only way that that's going to happen is if I am in a constant relationship with Jesus. And if we go back again to our spouse, and if you're not married, then maybe your best friend, that person that you have the deepest, tightest relationship with, it's because you're constantly in each other's lives. You're constantly being willing to take off the superficial and get deeper than skin deep. You're willing to have those hard conversations. You also, because of that, you look forward to getting together with them, to talking with them, to spending time with them, to doing things with them. And I think to that discipleship group I told you about, we meet every Tuesday. We didn't meet this Tuesday, and I missed it so much because, you know, we have things going on. Someone has family coming into town, and, you know, kids' activities come, and we've really purposed that we're doing this every week. But there are things that come up. And so we've been keeping each other accountable just through voice texts and texting and whatnot. And I miss them. Like, I look forward to Tuesdays because it's such a sweet time. And side note, I'm keeping myself accountable to this because they are going to come on. I'm going to have my two discipleship friends on, and we're going to talk about a couple different things. Actually, I would love to have them on like all the time, but we'll see how that happens. But they are going to come on. They've agreed to come on, and we're going to talk about friendships. So that's another thing that you can look forward to. So as I'm talking about my relationship with Jesus, it makes me think, you know, I don't want you just to think that I get on here and I'm like, how's your relationship with Jesus? Because mine is great. Because it's not always. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes I'm in a valley and I'm like, Jesus, are you here? Are you here? And he's like, daughter, I'm here, but are you? Are you actually showing up? And then sometimes I am showing up and he's like, you know what? We're just in the desert. We're just wandering right now. We're just in the desert at the moment. So in the wilderness, you know, this is, you just still have to lean on me even if you're not hearing me all the time. So I don't want to go any longer, but I do have five questions I want to ask you. When I think about my relationship with Jesus, I want you to consider these five things. Number one, do you desire to spend time with him? Whether that is reading the Bible, praying, filling your mind with his word, however that plays out. Maybe it's worship music, maybe it's a sermon, a podcast, whatever. Do you desire to spend time with him? Not are you spending time with him? Because we can say yes. Yeah, I'm spending time with him. But do you desire it? Are you looking forward to it? Are you like the deer panting after the water, seeking and thirsting and hungering for your time with Jesus? I don't always. I spend time with the Lord first thing in the morning. That works best for me, the ages of my kids. I have never been somebody, and I never will be somebody, that says the only time you can spend time with Jesus is in the morning. I do think that there's great benefit to it, but I also know that a lot of you have been up since 3 a.m. and you've been nursing a baby and you got a toddler, and that's just not happening. Sorry, I keep hitting my microphone. That's not happening. Well, okay, but are you desiring to spend time with him? What is that looking like? Like, it doesn't have to be 20 minutes or 30 minutes or an hour and a half. Maybe it is, because maybe that's the time of life that you're in and you're able to do that. But what if your time is, you've got that newborn and you've got that toddler and you've got all the pickups and the things, and what if it were 5 minutes? What if you purposed to read one chapter in a book of the Bible every day? Start with the book of John, or Galatians is amazing. Or if you read a psalm, read one psalm a day. What if you did that? And before you do that, you pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through God's word. What if you did that? That would be far better than not doing it at all. It's kind of like going to the gym. You know, okay, we could start out in January and say, I'm going to go to the gym for 3 hours every day, 6 days a week, and you haven't been at the gym for 3 years. You're setting yourself up for failure. But what if you just like kept it super simple, you know, like keep it simple, and you went for a 15-minute walk around the block? Sure, it's not going to like... You're not going to get abs all of a sudden from that, but it's far better than not doing it at all. So the same is with our time with the Lord. And as you spend time with Jesus, you desire to spend more time with him. Okay, number two. So number one, do you desire to spend time with Jesus? Number two, do you get excited when you get to spend time with him? Okay, so those are kind of similar, but I do my quiet time first thing in the morning. And there are times where my alarm goes off and I don't want to get up because it's cozy in my bed and I'm comfy and I don't want to get out of bed. And do you know what pops in my head? Because a friend of mine said this to me before. I think I get to spend time with the King of the universe. I get to spend time with Jesus, my Lord and Savior. And I'll admit there's times where I repeat that a couple of times. I'm like, no, Michelle, you could hit snooze or you could go spend time with Jesus. And I'm like, okay, yes, I want to spend time with Jesus. I want to. So do you get excited when you get to spend time with Jesus? Number three, do you look forward to talking to Jesus? Do you look forward to praying? 1 Peter tells us to cast all of our anxieties upon him, for he cares for us. That's everything, all of it. Like I said, I started today working on our budget. That was not fun. I don't consider myself an anxious person, but going through the budget definitely brings out anxiety. He wants to hear all of that, and he wants to hear it. I would challenge you, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I would challenge you to pray out loud as you're driving, as you're doing different things. I keep hitting my microphone, so I'm Italian. I talk with my hands, and this microphone is getting in my way today. Side note, but are you actually praying? Are you saying these things out loud? So I do a Bible study with a couple of friends and we were listening to the teacher speak and she was saying to say your prayers out loud. And here's why. Jesus can hear. He knows what you're thinking, right? He already knows this. He doesn't need us to say it, but he knows it. And there's power in the name of Jesus. And so when we pray these things out loud, you know who gets to hear what we're praying? Satan. Because he can't be everywhere at all times and he can't read our mind and he doesn't know what we're thinking. So I want to put that out there and be like, you know what, Satan, you got no authority over me. And here's what I'm praying right now to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who has authority over all of the earth. Yeah, my budget, it's not fun. And I don't really like the way things look sometimes, but I'm not going to let you have the upper hand on me, Satan. So I'm just going to tell you, this is exactly what I'm praying. And I'm going to pray out loud. Pray while you're driving, pray while you're cooking, pray while you're, I don't know, just pray out loud. Give it all to him. And I'll tell you, I think there's something deceptive about just keeping my thoughts in my head. Because have you ever tried to get your thoughts out of your mouth? And it's a struggle, right? You're like, well, in my head, it made total sense. And now I'm getting it out and I see that it's not logical. I see that it's totally selfish. I see like all the holes in my argument, right? So I think there's something really valuable for us to say those things out loud to Jesus so that we can hear maybe some of those things that we're like, oh, actually, no, I don't want to pray that. So I think there's something really valuable in that. Okay, number four, is he who you run to when a problem hits? If I'm going to be honest, not always. He is not always my first call. My girlfriends might be my first call. And then I go, oh, wait, cast everything. Pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. Cast all my anxieties before him. I need to go to him. When a problem, when a good thing hits, all of it. I just got good news as we're finalizing numbers for my second daughter to go to college. I had the final number before all the awards, like the sticker price, if you will. The sticker price is one number. And so I had calculated everything to be a different number and just found out like I was wrong in like the best of ways. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, that is so amazing. I'm so excited. And as I'm saying this, I'm thinking, did I thank the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to thank him right now. Thank you, Jesus, for the ways in which you see everything and you provide in ways that I didn't even know. So is he who you run to when there is a problem or when there's a good thing? Like, how many times do I catch myself and go, oh man, I got all excited, but I forgot to thank Jesus. Okay, number five, are you excited to pour out your heart to him? There's a common thread of all of this. Like, what is your mood when these things come? Are you like, oh my goodness, I have to pray because I'm a Christian, I have to pray? Or is it so excited? And again, with your spouse or your best friend, like, we don't enter into that relationship of like, oh my goodness, I have to talk to him today. No, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We get to talk today. We have, and maybe it's a hard thing. So it's not like, yay, this is great. But we know that at the end of it, it produces such a deeper relationship, right? So friend, how is your relationship with Jesus? Do you desire to spend time with him? Do you get excited when you get to spend time with him? Do you look forward to talking to him? Is he who you run to when a problem hits? Is he who you run to when things are good? And lastly, are you excited to pour out your heart to him? Because he wants to hear everything. He wants to hear all of it. He already knows it. But he wants us to tell him everything. Friends, I don't know about you, but this has me like thinking constantly. If I'm going to talk to you about something, then I am thinking and praying on this because I want my relationship with Jesus to be on fire. I want people to look at me and go, oh my goodness, she is walking so tightly with Jesus. Like they are best buds. The other reason why I want to walk so closely to him is because I want to hear him. I want to know when it is his voice. Have you ever been somewhere without your husband or without your best friend, like whoever, if you're not married, and they're like, oh, so ask your husband what he would do with X, Y, Z. And you go, oh, I know exactly what he would do. Because you've spent so much time with him, you already know how he would respond to those things. Well, that's the same. The more time we spend with Jesus, the more we know what he wants us to do. The more discerning we are as to what is his voice and not just mine masking as his, because I'm a really good ventriloquist for Jesus. I want to know his voice. There was a great study I did. Again, Priscilla Shire. It's called Discerning the Voice of God. So good. Absolutely so good. But I would caution you against doing all the Bible studies before you spend time in his word. Spend time in God's word. I just saw a post from somebody recently that she had the opportunity to read through the Bible and it was being recorded and I don't know what they're doing with it. I don't know who it was that she was hired by to do this. She's a believer. And she had a producer that was, you know, doing all the things that, you know, I don't have a producer. So he's editing everything and he's doing all that kind of stuff. And she just prayed for this guy and just prayed that he would come to know Jesus, that the word of God would work in his life. And wouldn't you know it, like a year later, after just hearing God's word, he accepted Christ. There is power in God's word. We need to be in God's word and we need to be excited about being in God's word. And if you're not, ask the Lord to give you an excitement for his word. Okay, friend, how is your relationship with Jesus? And I just pray that you are seeking him in every conversation. And if I can ask you the same things that I ask every episode, the end of every episode, will you do three things for me? Well, you can do one of them. You don't have to do all three, but if you would, that would be really great. One, pray. Pray for me. Pray for the podcast. Pray that it would be God's name that is extolled and not my own. Two, share the podcast on your socials. Share it with friends. Send it to a group of friends, a text message. Share the podcast. And number three, leave a review. If you have not left a review for the podcast yet and you've been a faithful listener, like if you've listened for like three episodes and you're like, okay, I like this. I can't wait for Tuesdays to hear what she's got coming out. Then would you leave me a review? It's not about me. It's not to pat myself on the back, but just like all social platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, there's an algorithm. And the way that the algorithm works is beyond me. But reviews are a huge part of that. And I have big goals and big dreams to have some really amazing people on the podcast. And it just helps to have more reviews, more 5-star reviews. So if you're on Apple, go to Growth Against the Grain, the page on Apple Podcasts, scroll all the way down to the bottom where it says reviews. And will you leave a 5-star review? That would mean so much to me. If you listen on something other than Apple, do the same thing. Leave a review. And if you could screenshot it and send it to me on Instagram, that would be awesome. You'll find my links in the show notes. And I love you. I'll see you next week.